The financial service industry has often come under scrutiny for lack of diversity. Last year, the Financial Conduct Authority reported that gender diversity across the industry is low, with women making up around 17% of FCA-approved individuals, a figure that hasn't changed significantly since 2005. Hi, my name is Ashish Patani. I'm a director at Ashlynwood Limited. And today we're going to be exploring the topic of how to ensure diversity in your financial service business. A 2018 report by HR firm Randstad shows only 1 in 10 management jobs in the industry are held by members of the Black, Asian and ethnic minority communities. And this October, recruitment firm Rubik and non-profit Operation Blackvote published research that highlighted chronic underrepresentation of Black professionals in leadership roles within the UK's largest financial institutions. Conversations about diversity in the workplace can be challenging, with personal experiences and complex social issues coming into play. It's a topic that we at Ashlynwood feel strongly about, and we're proud to champion diversity within our own organization and support the drive for change across the industry. But it's also something that can be addressed by putting the right systems and processes in place across recruitment, marketing, and all other processes within the organization. The way you communicate about diversity has the power to influence others in your organization and outside of it. If you're not sure where to start, reading up on the topic and asking people within your own organization about their own experiences is often the best approach. Many people shy away from talking about diversity for fear of getting things wrong. But simply starting the conversation and expressing your wish to learn and improve your organization is an important first step. It is also essential to recognize that in many cases, inequality stems not necessarily from prejudices that people are aware of, but from biases that are built into the system we work in. Unconscious bias can creep in during the recruitment process, so while recruiters might think they're simply hiring the best person for the job, they also choose somebody who fits a specific cultural fit and expectation that they may not be aware that they hold. One approach to eliminating this at the pre-interview stage is to try blind hiring. This can be done through services that remove demographical information like names, locations and dates, as well as the names of educational institutions from CVs, so that you can evaluate them purely based on the applicant's skill and experience and merit. This not only removes unconscious bias at an early stage of recruitment, but also sends a clear message to applicants, existing staff members, and the general public that you're taking concrete steps to encourage diversity. Job descriptions and advertisements are also an important consideration. Including an equal opportunity statement when you advertise positions is a good way to show potential candidates that this is something that you take seriously. But also make sure that you have the internal control processes in place to back the statement up, such as ensuring your system for assessing applicants is unbiased as far as possible and making sure interview panels are diverse. The wording of a job advertisement can make a huge difference. When looking at gender imbalances, for example, there is evidence that certain language choices can reinforce inequalities. Traditional masculine language can discourage women from applying for specific roles. How often you encourage job candidates to be competitive or decisive compared to looking for people who are understanding or supportive. Other factors could influence a person's decision to apply to a job, such as the availability of flexible working arrangements, the qualifications and experience it requires, and their impression of the firm based on the tone and imagery on its marketing material and website. More broadly, applicants and employees within your organization could be affected by the overall culture of the business. You could also look at how your diversity and inclusive objectives fit into how you do your employee assessments each year. Embedding diversity considerations into all processes across all systems within your business as a whole should help you make real change in your organizational culture. And of course, if you'd like to get in touch with us regarding today's topic, or would like more information about diversity and inclusion, please do check out our website for more information, www.ashlinwood.com.